Most sports fans in the United States crave action, whether it's long passes in football or high jumps in extreme sports like BMX bicycle racing. It's difficult for a game like chess to get the same kind of attention, says Rainier Gonzalez, captain of the Miami-Dade College chess team.
Actually, it's not even considered a sport in the U.S., but in other countries it is.
Rainier and his teammates, however, take chess very seriously. Last month, the college's team competed at the Final Four of Chess tournament. Miami-Dade has been to the Final Four of Chess for the past 4 years, facing teams from several major universities. This year, the team from the public school in South Florida finished third in the nation. Student Charles Gallifer says the games were arduous, but a valuable learning experience.
I realized that I had to, you know, you have to work out, you know, and you can't really spend the whole year not having the Final Four in mind, you know. So you really have to prepare a lot to be able that once you get there, you'll perform at your expectations. Right.
Like many young players, Gallifer began playing chess in the family with an uncle in his native Colombia. In Miami, older players gather at a city park for games of chess and dominoes, popular pastimes in immigrant communities, especially the city's large Cuban population. Chess players in Cuba begin serious study of the game at an early age. Rainier Gonzalez says he began chess training at age 11 in his home on the communist-ruled island.
When I began playing chess, we only used books, but the same information you read in books you can now find on the internet.
More and more, chess students spend their time playing and learning on computers.
You don't always have the opportunity to play against players of certain abilities, and the computer is great at punishing you for making mistakes, and I think it's ideal for getting more experience and practice.
Facing off against opponents at major competitions like the Final Four is key to developing a player's rating. And tournaments help generate interest in chess on campus, says the Miami-Dade team's advisor, Rene Garcia.
I've really been impressed with how the community has responded. Certainly we didn't expect it. We've had publicity we wouldn't have had otherwise. And it's good to know we're supported.
The team's recent success has already begun to generate interest among potential chess recruits.
We kind of see the result right now. It's going to be even better in 4 or 5 years. Now people recognize the program, so they say, like, oh, maybe when I finish high school, I can play for the Miami-Dade College chess team. People actually recognize us.
Later this year, chess fans can watch the college team compete at the Pan American College Chess Tournament right on the Miami-Dade campus. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Miami.